This month, I am moving to Nepal, where I'm going to be spending 13 months. It's part of a larger fellowship, so I'll spend the summer studying language, and then in September, I will start working at an English language publication called The Record, which does news and not as much short, like breaking news, but more longer features. And they're hoping that I can work with them to develop some sort of podcast.
That sounds like a really amazing opportunity. Congratulations, Zoe.
Yeah, it should be very hot.
Well, I wish you the best with the Nepali heat, and I look forward to learning more about Nepal by reading your stories and following all your work from Unalaska. You will be leaving the island, though, after almost 3.5 years here. How are you feeling as you approach your departure?
I think moving to Unalaska was a lot easier than leaving Unalaska because everybody is so welcoming. So you put down a lot of roots, and so it's very hard to disentangle and pack up your life. It's not just moving physical things, but it's also like saying goodbye to friends and people and places that I don't know when I'm going to see again. I definitely fully intend to come back. I coach junior high basketball, and there are some people that I know that are in high school and graduating next year, and I really wanted to be there for their graduation in the spring. And I know because I'm leaving for this fellowship, I can't do that. So hopefully being able to come back and see people that I care about a lot and see this place that's so beautiful and hopefully get to come and spend another summer in Alaska.
Well, I am very glad to hear that you're planning to visit. But before I let you go and enjoy these last few days on the island, is there anything else that you'd want to say to the community now? I know a lot of folks here have gotten used to hearing your voice on the airwaves and seeing you around town.
Yeah, I mean, Unalaska has just been so wonderful and welcoming, and I think I really enjoyed getting to know different parts of the community through things as simple as like going to the community center and playing soccer. And I was not very good at soccer. I'm still not very good at soccer, but people were really nice. Let me play soccer. Now I like soccer. I know we have a new reporter who's going to be coming in and starting next month, and I hope that the community will be patient with her when she's learning, like I was, and just continue to support KUCB and all the people who are coming in here because we're really doing our best to serve the community and tell your stories. Oh, and come see me before I leave at the premiere of our documentary, which is what I've spent a lot of my last like year and a half here working on, along with the other people at the station. But we have a 20-odd minute documentary focusing on the history of the Aleutians, specifically the Lost Villages, so Kashiga, Borka, Makushin, and Attu. And I think for all of us that are living here, that's really important that we know their legacy and what they mean today. So come to the documentary screening. Come see me there, even if you don't want to see the film. That's okay. But really come see the film. And then I also will be at the opening of the museum, the accompanying exhibition at the Museum of the Aleutians called Chililuk.